Eli Matthias, Daf Chav Aleph, Amud Aleph, to Chav Aleph on the Bez.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai. We have a few things to just finish up from yesterday. We're here in Daf Chav Aleph, Amud Aleph. We made an observation. The observation we started off with was that Rabbi Yitzchak makes an equation. It's a compound. What I mean by compound is there's two different shiurim. There's a shiur of a kav, which is a shiur in the volume, and there's a shiur of arba amas, which is a shiur in the area. Or in the space, and that you need the two of them in order for this halacha to be true. Kav ba'arba amas, the din is arei shaloi. If you have more than a kav, or if you it's in smaller, less than an arba amas, it's clearly not the case. Now the question is, which one do we focus on? And we saw an interesting discrepancy, which is that when the Gemara begins Rashi, when Rabbi Yitzchak actually first says his din, Rashi seems to be focusing. Rashi focuses on the area. And when the Gemara ends, the Gemara focuses on the area. However, in the middle, when the Gemara is discussing the Machnash Debe Dor, the focus of the Gemara seems to be on the volume. So what's the pshat in this diak? And I'd like to suggest perhaps as follows. What is the shiloh of, I'd like to first just with Akdama, suggest the following thing. When we know we're talking about Machnash to the Beidari, when the Gemara is in discussion of Machnash to the Beidari, so then it's Taka, the focus is on the area. When the Gemara was not aware, in the Makshin, who was not aware that we're talking about Machnash to the Beidari, and he's trying to figure out what's going on, his focus is on the volume. His focus is on the Kav, and not on the area. That's what I'd like to suggest, just to give you the... just to give you the equation, and then figure out why. So, like this, suggest perhaps as well. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, see the Gemara inside. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Ukvar Bar Chama b'machnash to the Beidari askina. Kav ba'arba amis enofish tirchayu lo tarachinish v'lo hadrasi v'shakaluhu. Kav ba'arba amis, where there's plenty of tircha, there's excessive tircha, a person's not going to be tarech and he's not going to come back v'asi v'shakaluhu. Efkuri mafkir lo, he's mafkirit. Batzer mehachi, less than that, tarach v'hadr aisi v'shakaluhu v'lo mafkiruhu. Less than that, he's going to come back, he'll do the tircha, because it's not excessive tircha, and therefore he'll take it and he won't be mafkirit. That's what Marukva says. Comes Rabbi Rabbi Yirmi and he has a shayla. Chatzi kav v'shtei amas ma'u. We'll have to see exactly what the chatimtza is, but let's just take it on the surface. It's a chatzi kav and shtei amas. What's that in? Kav ba'arba amas taima ma'i mishum d'naf v'shter chayu. Chatzi kav v'shtei amas kima d'lof v'shter chayu lo mafkilu. Do you say the reason for kav ba'arba amas is because of the tircha? And over here, there's less tircha, he's not mafkir. Adil mishum d'lo chashivi. The reason is because the kav is not choshiv. The chatzi kav v'shtei amas kima d'lo chashivi mafkilu. Chatzikav is even less choshev. Therefore, it will be mafkir. That is the Gemara Shah. Now, hold on a second. When But Mar Ukva Bar Choma said Machnash to the Beidor. Did he tell us why the din is over there? He's mafkir. He did. What's the reason? Kavar v'amis dinafish tirchayu efguri mafkiluhu. So he told us the reason is because of Tircha. What are you clearing, Rabbi Yirmiyah, if the reason is because of Tircha, the reason is because of Chashivi? Shteit shoin mefurish that the reason is because of Tircha. So what's pshat in Rabbi Yirmiyah's suffix? The chayr of us medaf zogin, Rabbi Yisai, is that Rabbi Yirmiyah didn't mean, is it because of Tircha or is it because of Chashivi? Avada, he understands that the reason is because of Tircha. The shayla is Tircha just, you know, the physical Tircha, or does it have to do with the fact that I'm being Tireach for something that is so not Chashiv, therefore I'm not going to be willing to be Tireach? Is the Chashivi what highlights the Tircha, or is it just the physical Tircha alone? And you see that in Rashi. Where's that in Rashi? Rashi says, Rashi Dibir Maschil, let's start, Machnash to the Beidori. Rashi says, B'shas Asivas Granis, V'kan Doshim Baleim, and also the Iker, and also Eli left these up. So over there, where it's Akab Aram, it's Nafish Tirchayu, it's a lot of Tircha Lekab Tzom to collect them, then he will not come back. But to Mehachi, if it's Mehavim Furzim, Pachas Mekan, then Mefuzer, and less than Arba Amos, then he would come back. What about Chatzi Kav and Shtei Amos? Do you say it's Mishum Deloi Chashivi? Says Rashi, Mishum Deloi Chashivi Alei Kav Peris, L'troyach aleihem toyrach kibbutz shel arba'amos. Rashi is talking about the tzad that it's loy chashivi, and what does Rashi say? It's not chashiv to be toyreach, which means that there's no tzad that is all about the dollar amount. But the fact that it's loy chashiv, therefore I won't be toyreach. So is the chashivi what's causing the problem of tircha, or is it just the physical tircha that's causing?
Oh, once he tells us that kav arba amos, if that's the formula.
So the question is, which one is more? I guess the shaila is how do you balance it? The shaila is going to come up being alibad. Let's say avada. The reason why he's not coming back is because of tircha. The shaila is how much of it is the physical tircha? How much is it that the money is not worth the tircha? But basically, the yisoid of machnash to the beidari is the tircha. That's what it says in mefurish. It says that mefurish in the words of Rav Ukvar Bar Chama. It's nafish turchayu lo tarach yinish. So,
it could also be that the tircha of chashivi is a much lower level. You can say that even if it involves the slightest tircha, it's simply not
chashiv,
it's worth one penny.
And a chanami. The point is like this, but what's causing me not to come back is tircha. It's just not worth it for me to put in the tircha. But at the end of the day, it's the tircha. The tircha has to do with the area. It's how much space I have to be kibitz, the kibbutz. Tircha is in the kibbutz. Therefore, when we're donning machnash to the beidari, and we know we're talking about Machnash to the Beidari, the focus is on the fact that it's in Arba Amos. Because when we know it's about the Machnash to the Beidari, we know that the whole suffix is in the Tircha. It's just a question of, is this much volume worth the Tircha, that much volume worth the Tircha, this price worth the Tircha, that price worth the Tircha. But it's all about the Tircha. Therefore, the focus is on the Amos, which is where the Tircha lays. Therefore, when the Gemara says, we're talking about Machnash to the Beidari, we're going to zone in on the area, because that's about the Tircha. And when the Rabbi Yitzchak originally said it, Rashi is explaining what Rabbi Yitzchak is saying. He's talking about the Tircha. But in the Makshim, when the Gemara doesn't understand what are you talking about, the Gemara doesn't know what we're talking about Machnash to the Beidari. We think we're talking about someone who dropped it, he doesn't know where he dropped it. So what is Yish Talin when someone drops something, he doesn't know where he dropped it? It's Talin, how much is it worth, or how big is it? It's not Talin the area, because we don't know at the moment there's anything about Machnash to the Beidari. All we know about is a person dropped something, or he put it down. Then it's all going to depend on what the object is. Is it big? Is it small? So there, when we're dealing with a Makshim, doesn't know it's Machnash to the Beidari, the whole focus is on the volume. Is this a big thing? Is it a small thing? Does he know he dropped? Is he not doing it? Did he drop it? Is he going to be miyash? Not miyash. It's all about the payros. Then it's about the volume. But when the Gemara knows that we're dealing with Machnash to Beidari, and the Gemara knows that it's all the whole the whole Nidin is only binogeya to the Tircha. Avada, the value is going to affect the Tircha, but the Nidin is the Tircha. Therefore, the Gemara focuses on the Kaf. That's perhaps, rabbis say, a pshat in why the Gemara makes these shinim. Akoponim, let's go weiter. Akoponim, so what is... So what does Rashi say the Gemara Shai? This is Machnash to the Beidor. We learned up in Rashi. Machnash to the Beidor means we're talking about the Tavur. The Tavur doesn't mean the stalks of wheat. The Tavur means the chitin itself, the kernels of wheat itself. And the whole Shai of the Gemara is, Machnash to the Beidor is binogeira kernels of wheat. The emphasis is you see that in Rashi. Because the Gemara continues, the Gemara has a Shaila. After it declares, Chatzi ka b'shtei amas, the Gemara declares, Kavayim be'arba amas. We expect the Gemara kavayim b'shmoy namas. I mean, kavayim b'shmoy. First thing, the amount that we said that Rabbi Yitzchak said is kav ba'arba. So the thing was, what about half a kav and two? What about two kav and four? Kavayim b'shmoy namas. Kiva dinafishi tirchayu, says the Gemara. There's lots of tircha tvei mafkir. Who will be more inclined to be mafkir? Odu mishum de lechashivi. But kavayim b'shmoy namas. Kiva de chashivi loy mafkilu. He was willing to go through the effort. Next Gemara's shaila is kav shum shumin ba'arba amas mau. What about if it's talking about shum shum? Shum shum is a sesame, says the Gemara. Kav ba'ar ba'amis time amay mishum de lechashivi. Shum shum kimi de chashivi lo mafkelu. Adu mishum de nafish tochayu. Kol shchein shum shum kimi de nafish tochayu. Tvei mafkelu. Kav tomori ba'ar ba'amis. Kav rimoni ba'ar ba'amis mao. Kav ba'ar ba'amis time mishum de lechashivi. Kav ba'ar tomori ba'ar ba'amis. Kav rimoni ba'ar ba'amis kimi nami kimi de lechashivi mafkelu. Adu ma kimi de shum nafish tochayu. Kav tomori kav ba'ar ba'amis. Kav rimoni ba'ar ba'amis kimi de loy nafish tochayu lo mafkelu. Mai teku. What's the Gemara shaila of kav shum shumin? Kav rimoni and kav tomori. Says Rashi. Shumshamin. Rashi says, Dakim Ma'oid. They're very, very dak, very small. V'yesh toyrech b'kibutzon, yoyser mechitin. Avol demehem yekarim. It's harder to gather them, harder than? Chitin. Chita is wheat, kernels. Right. Harder than wheat? No, but barley is soirin. Harder than chitin. So Rashi seems to say, peiros mefuzarin means what? Chitin. And now he wants to show something else. What's the other thing? Shumshumin. Right? Shumshumin are dakim me'oid. What's chitin? What's not dakim me'oid? What is it? It's dak. Because we're not talking about stalks of wheat. Stalks of wheat are not dak. We're talking about kernels of wheat. They're like this big. And chit and shumshamin are dakim ma'oid. They're like this big. And tamarim are like this big. So, you know, that's basically the question. Akoponim, that's the way Rashi learns. We're talking about over here chitin. Achnash de vedorim means chitin. What's going on? What's happening over here is that it's kan doshin ba'alehem. They did the disha. And what they did was they were... What Lashon Rashi is, Nasu is the Iker, and Nasu El, they took most of the Chitin. They left over some of the Chitin. What's happening, the Machnash to Beidari is, they are threshing them. It's the Rashi says, it's also Shas, Asifas Granus, and it's the Mokum Asifas Granus, it's the Machnash to Beidari itself, and that's what's going on. That's the way Rashi seems to learn the Sugya. We were bothered a little bit, if you're talking about Machnash to Beidari, what does that have to do with Shumshamin? You know, Shumshamin doesn't, I don't know exactly, does anyone, where does Shumshamin come from?
Sesame
what?
Sunflower.
It's a sunflower?
Sunflower
seeds are not sesame seeds.
Sesame seeds.
Big bird.
Anyone? I assume that sesame doesn't have to go on a threshing floor. I'm confident that pomegranates don't have to go on a threshing floor. So what does it mean? Kav rimoinim. What are they doing on Machnash to the Beidari? Elamai, maybe there's a different type of processing plant. I don't know, maybe it's packed. I don't know what that is, according to Rashi. I'm not really sure. Abichmein, as the Rambam learned Andrish. First of all, we said Rashi has a precedent for this, that peiros min chitin. Rashi has a Mishnah in Baba Basra, Daf Tzadi Gimel Amid Beis, where it says, Moicher peiros, and then the Rashbam learns peiros means chitin. And over here, that's the same thing. The problem is the Rambam over there also doesn't learn that it means chitin. It means peiros mamish. Echmein, I'd like to suggest the Rambam over here learns it means peiros mamish, not chitin. The Rambam never once mentions chitin. What does the Rambam say? Let's take a look. Basically, we gave it out yesterday. We have the Rambam. Rambam says Mata. Rambam in Hilchos Gzeil of Aver Perik Tesvav Halacha Yud Beis. If you don't have what we gave out yesterday, many of you have it in the back of your Gemaras. The Rambam says following thing: Matzah Peris Mefuzar, and you find scattered fruit b'makom hagronos, in the place of the gronos. Im haya kumokav b'soich arba amos or b'yoyser al arba amos or elu shaloi mishena b'al metaplim basifasam. So the Rambam here says it's talking about the gronos. Rambam neglects to mention it's Shas Asifas Agronis. It's the time when he's collecting his granas. Why does the Rambam neglect to mention that? It seems that the Rambam isn't Makbe that should be Shas Asifas Agronis. That's the first machlokes we have between Rashi and the Rambam, which the Prisha points out that the Rambam argues on Rashi. Rashi says it has to be Shas Asifas Agronis. Rambam seems to argue. We have to see what the Bira Machlokes is. What?
Because different fruits have different times of the year.
Yeah, okay. No, man, but maybe it's whatever you could say. It depends on those fruits on whenever they are.
Well, see.
So then, Echanami. So the pomegranates would be during the fall. You found pomegranates would be in the fall. If you find oranges, it would be in the winter. You find, but so it's shot. It should be the shas asifas, those granos, whatever they are. The Rambam sees it doesn't make a difference. So it seems like anytime, even if it's out of season, I like to explain why. Perhaps as follows. It's a nice thought, Ari, but I like to suggest a little differently. Okay, you ready? Here goes. Says the Rambam, maybe the Bayam left him there. Interesting, what does that mean? Maybe the Bayam left him there. We said, according to Rashi, it's undo. What do you mean? Maybe the Bayam. We know the Bayam knows exactly what happened over there. Those are two shahs of the Gemara. Now the Rambam says something else. Where the kav was made up of two or three minim. What does that mean to say? It means that up until now we were assuming the kav was made up of one min. Now the Gemara says a shayla. The Ram has a shayla. Is the kav made up of two or three minim? Kumoi tamarim shumshim and virimoinim. Kol elu safik lefichach lo yital v'mnatal in a chayv lahachas. Ram says there's a shayla if the kav was made up of two or three minim. That means up until now the kav was made up of one min. What was that min? Maybe shumshamin, maybe remoinim, maybe teinim. There was anything, but it was one min. Now we have a shayla if they're made up of three minim. That's the shayla now. What happens if the kav is made up of three different minim? It sounds like up until now it's kav of peros, any one min. Not chitin. The Rambam doesn't mention chitin anywhere. Nothing to do with chitin. As always, mashman. If you look in the sides of the Gemara, the Rambam seems to have a different gears in the Gemara. You have a goy sagra all the way on the bottom, at least in my Gemara, it's all the way on the bottom of our Amid in the Gemara, that brings the Rambam has a different girsa. He says, a goy sagra, girsa sa Rambam, shum shumi utumari virimoni mai. The Gemara Shaila is these three together, my. It's not shum shumi my, tomorrow, shum shumi tomorrow, rimoni my. What happens if the three of them together, Rambam has a different gears in our Gemara? Because the Rambam couldn't have our girsa, because the Rambam learns that kav Rambamas means all payrois, so there's no shayla on shumshamin, or on tamarim, or on remoinim. That's kav Rambamas. There's only a shayla if you combine all three of them. Each one alone is not a shayla. Matzah payrois mufuzarin. Anything, any payrois, the Rambam learns. Not like Rashi. So I want to start like this, Rabbi. I'd like to suggest perhaps the Rambam has a whole different shot in what the Gemara Shaila was. What's happening, Machnash to the Beidori? Rashi learns what's going on is you are threshing the wheat. You are threshing the Dushin Baalayim, Nasu as Ikub and Nasu Elo. You took the Ikub of what you are threshing and you left over these. I think that the Rambam has a whole different pshat. There's nothing about that you took the ikur and you left over the tuffel. Nothing to do with that at all. Nothing to do with that. He's threshing. You're not threshing. We're not talking about wheat. Rather, the Rambam learns the following thing. The Rambam learns that this person is going to the Machnash to the Beidori because he works in wheat. But he brings to the Machnash to the Beidori other things. They're at the Makom HaGranos. It's a place where a person has, it's in the place of the Goyrin. Why? Because that's a place where a person, he spends a lot of his time. He brought fruits to the Makom HaGranos. Is he leaving it there intentionally? Is he going to come back for it? Or is he going to leave it there? Nothing to do with the fact that he was working on them. He wasn't working on them.
Why would he need that attention? Why
this? Because he didn't have the.
Coming back tomorrow. He's coming back tomorrow.
If he's coming back tomorrow, Nachanami, we're not talking about that he's coming back tomorrow.
His workplace.
He's finished.
Forever.
It's done with the season.
Why is he?
If he's coming back in
the
end of the season.
If it's in a place where the, it's a kav barabamas, then you have a tzad that maybe he left it there because he put it into a, it's a concentrated area. Maybe he left it there and he's planning on coming back. When is he going to come back? Maybe he'll come back the next time that he's going to work in the Machnash de Beidari. Maybe he's going to come back whenever he's going to come back. It's not about the harvest of what he's doing. Therefore, Rashi learns the mashal. Rashi learns it's dafka b'shas asifas granus. Because if he's not coming back, he's done. He's right now. He's harvesting this fruit. So is he coming back for it? Is he not? If he's in the process of harvesting, then he's got to come back for it tomorrow. If he doesn't, so then he's obviously not dealing with these granus anymore.
But the fact that it's in a
mashenken, according to the Rambam, it has nothing to do with the fact that I am processing this fruit right now. I'm not processing this fruit. I have the fruit here. The fruit I finished, I did whatever I did with it. The shaila is, when am I coming back? I can come back whenever I want. I'm not in the middle of production. If it's the Rashi, as long as the middle of the production has to be shas asifas granus. That's what you're doing. You're doing the production of this chitin. So he took already most of it. If he doesn't come back for the rest, he's obviously not, he's not packaging the rest of it. But according to Rambam, it's nothing to do with packaging. It's not that he took most and he left. This is what he brought there. Is he coming back for this? Is this important to him?
Then why does it matter where it is? It could be a warehouse.
What?
It's a lot of fruit to be shopping.
If he's planning, he stopped it from the place where he literally got it to his work and he's not taking it home, why is he stopping it?
So, either the pshat is that this is a place where a person spends time. So he brought stuff there. He brought a kava peris there. This is a place where a person goes. This is a place where a makom of rishus harabim, where a person spends a lot of time. So therefore, he brought his peris.
So the Gemara specifically.
Right.
Yeah, the Gemara specifically gave us a case.
A person doesn't go to a doctor's office for 5 days.
Yeah,
or for 2 weeks.
It could be anything. A warehouse.
It's his office.
Yeah.
Ain't a chanami. That's Rosh Hashayachid.
It could be a warehouse. It could be anything. Why did the Gemara specifically give us a case of a
this
place?
This is a place where a person goes. Hey, tell me another place where a person does that.
Anywhere.
There is no other place.
I spend my day in
a park.
Being a secretary somewhere. I spend my day, I don't know.
This is a place that's a makom reshus hayrabim, where a person comes to do work. This is machnash to the beidari.
It's a fact. Any other factory that doesn't have to do with threshing goats specifically in the Gemara.
I don't know that there's another thing like that. Maybe in a chanami.
If this is the case that he brought it here,
the question is he going to come back for it, or is he going to leave it here?
Because he left without it, he's not.
Why? Because why would he leave it here? It's his. It's his. He doesn't want to come back. He's not going to bother coming back for it. And he left it here. He's not coming back for it. A person cleans up his office. He leaves stuff in the office. A person cleans up his office. Their example. He leaves stuff in the office. Is he coming back for it or not? Is he going to be? Is he? What?
But
no, people don't bring food to Pesach Merchatz.
It's a change.
There is no place in the shuk. There's just a rabbi. A person sits there. If it's in his place, and then it's his Rishus Hayochah. There's no such thing. A person doesn't sit in Rishus Harabim and bring food and work there. The place is Machnash to the Beidari.
It's not coming to teach us anything. There's no
chiddush
there.
That is a chiddush. The chiddush. The shaila is he going to come back for it? Is he not going to come back for it?
You went into someone's office and found this stuff?
It's
what?
Anywhere that's Rosh
Hashanah. No, a person doesn't leave something in Rosh Hashanah Stam because that's not normal. Because there's no place for a person to leave it. Over here, this is a place where a person comes, he works.
Went to a bakery and he left the stuff at the bakery, by the way. He was holding a lot of stuff, he put it down.
That's not normal for a person to leave something at a bakery. This over here, it's normal for a person to leave it. It's not normal he forgot it, it's a Veda Midas. He left it there on purpose. That's perhaps what the Rambam says over here. The Rambam says it's Bimakim Hagronis. Why does the Rambam say Bimakim Hagronis? Did he leave it inside the Goyren? Did the person leave the Paris inside the Goyren?
The whole reason the Gemara said Machash Beidar was to find out. Did it feel a case that
what does Bimakim Hagronis mean? It's around the Gronos. He didn't leave it in the Gronos. It's not inside the Gronos. According to Rashi, it's not in Mokum HaGronos. It's on the threshing floor. It's there. He left it there. What Rashi is, he left it. Mokum HaGronos is where the person was doing his Gairin, and he had over there Paris in the Mokum HaGronos. And we know this is the place that a person goes. You're telling me that you're going to find another place? I don't think you found it. The Gemara says this is examples. Machnash to the Beidur. You found another one? Find another one. But it's not normal for a person. Beis Americas, people don't bring food. It doesn't happen. A person doesn't go to Beis Americas every single day. When he's working in a Gairin, this is where he goes to do all the threshing. So he brought his Paris there.
So Rashi, it makes sense how it's not Derech Nefila. We're not discussing Derech Hinuch and Derech Nefila, and it's Mefuzar. If it's something he brought there, if it's not Derech Nefila, then how is it Mefuzar?
Because it's a specific case.
Yeah, and even the whole thing that made Machash the Beidar unique is that it's Derech Nefila, but it's only Da'as HaMechusha.
You have to do with these things.
According to Ram, that missed the boat.
It's not Derech Nefila.
It's
Derech
Nefila.
It's Derech Nefila. It's
scattered
around. It's not Derech Nefila.
It's thrown on the floor, but he left it on purpose.
It's not Derech Nefila. The Gemara
says the
Gemara says Mefuzarim can be Derech Nefila, not Derech Nefila. Mefuzarim does not mean Derech Nefila. It just means that it's even scattered. That's not Derech Nefila.
No.
No. That's not what it means. Rabbi Sai.
Doesn't seem like that.
I Tate. Rabbi Sai Herzog, I want to tell you just one thing, just to make this clear. The Gemara says, Matzaferis Mefuzarim Bekama. Kabamas. I Derech Nefila, I Derech Hanocha. So what does the Gemara mean? If it's Mefuzarim, doesn't that mean Derech Nefila? No. Mefuzarim does not mean Derech Nefila. Could be very well that he left it there. If you want, you don't want to know what it looks like, something that's scattered, that was put there, you can come look at my desk. There's stuff scattered all over it, and it was all put there. So he scattered, he has things scattered on the floor. It doesn't mean that he fell. Doesn't mean that. It's Mukhir in the Gemara. The Gemara says, it's Kabar, it's Mufuzarin. I Derech Nefila, I Derech Hanocha. So you can have Mufuzarin, it's Derech Hanocha. That's what happened over here. This person has the stuff scattered in this area. Is he coming back for it? Is he not coming back for it? This is not talking about things that he threshed. According to the Rambam, it's talking about it's in the Mokoim of Achlash to the Beidari. That's where he brought it there. That's where he put it. Is he going to come back for it or not? It does not have to be Shas Asif is Granus because he's not producing this now. That's not what he's doing. It's not what's happening.
What about the Lashon B'machnas Adul Beidari?
Askinon. We're talking about. We're talking about with. It doesn't mean inside Machnas Adul Beidari. We'll deal with that later.
Isn't Mashmah the Rama learning the whole question differently anyways? Because it says, the Sada, you can keep it, is Shema Habayim Hanichum Shah. The whole time we're learning, we know we put it there. The question is, it's coming back.
The Gemara seems to say that it's a shaila of it's aved amidas. So
what?
Yeah, but that's gonna have to be the pshat in the Gemara. It's not a shaila of. That's not the shaila. Can I read? We have to deal with that.
Why wouldn't you want to come back?
Too much tircha.
What?
Too much tircha.
Put it there and plan on
teaching. But it was still. He left. The person cleaned up his desk and he left stuff over. You know, people leave stuff in yeshiva all the time, right? Even though it's because it's too much tircha. That's it. I'll call upon him. I say. If that's the pshat, or even if it's not the pshat, you have to understand what is the Gemara Shaila of, according to the Rambam, of Shtaim v'Shalosh Minim. Why does that change something? My shaila is, hayu kamoi chatzi kav shtei amos or kavayim shmoin amos or shayu akav shtayim v'shalosh minim kamo tmorim shum shemin v'rimoinim. Why does that make a difference if it's two or three minim? Why does that change anything if it's two or three minim? Kolel safek fichach leitol natal. In other words, a kav already, the din is already shaloi. Now that it's two or three minim, so therefore what?
Maybe it adds the tircha.
It adds the tircha? So I thought that maybe it adds the tircha, but that's going to be very schwer. Why?
Maybe he'll take certain things, but not others.
Well, hold on. But I'll explain to you what the problem is. Maybe it's these things. But what's the din of kav ba'ar ba'amas? What's the din?
Too much tircha.
I can't hear it. It's too much tircha. So already one kav of one min is already too much tircha. Now I'm curious, what happens if it's three minim? What did you just do? You just added to the tircha? But it's already a re'elu shaloi.
No.
So somehow the three minim has to has to lower the amount of tircha. How does 3 minutes? If it was only remoinim, you tell me.
Maybe he'll.
Then it's already too much tircha. Now that it's remoinim plus shumshumin, maybe it's better. How did it get better?
Maybe he'll take.
Blah blah blah.
And the more expensive.
It take half of each of them. So you get it. You're getting somewhere near the Nachas David. Let's see what that. So Nachas David is the following thing. First, you have to see Tosfos. Nachas David says a beautiful pshat. So this is some kashas on it, maybe, but a beautiful pshat. Says, let's look at Tosfos for a second. What's the Gemara Shaila of Chatzi Kav Mishtei Amos? Says the Gemara. Chatzi Kav Mishtei Amos Mal. Rashi says Tema. Hello, kav ba arba amas havenami chatzi kav b'shte amas. Umaykom iboyle. Hello, kav ba arba amas havenami chatzi kav b'shte amas. Umaykom. What's Tosis's kasha? But it's Zayin Klor. What's Tosis asking? What's Tosis asking? Anyone? What's the what? What's the nafkah mina? What does he mean to ask? So therefore, if 4 and 4 is too much tircha, then 2 and 4 is for sure is also too much tircha. Does everyone agree with that? If 4 and 4 is too much tircha, then 2 and 4 is for sure also too much tircha.
Not for sure. Less space. It's not for sure.
Same space.
Same space. In 4 by 4.
I don't think that's the Gemara's quest. I don't think it's his quest. Some Achronim learn that way, but L'choritz, that's fair. Because L'maisa, 2 and 4 is for sure less tircha. Because you're only doing it in an area of 2 and 4.
Ratio.
It's the same ratio. It's the same ratio, but L'maisa, you're putting in less tircha. And we understand the svar right away. It's the svar pshuta that that's going to make
a difference. But the tircha is also dependent on how worth it is for you. If there's less of it.
Yeah, but L'maisa, you're working less.
Yeah, but you're also getting less.
You're right, so, but I understand that less that might change something.
If you wanted to only take 2 and 4, you'll take 2 and 4 out of 4.
What? The second you tell me that 4 and 4,
which is the same thing as telling.
It's a different question.
The second you tell me that cob in 4 and 4 you could keep, you're also telling me that you could keep a cob in 2 by 4, half a cob in 2 by 4.
Why?
Because in that means that's an equally spread case of a cob in 4. Four, there's also half a cob in.
So it could be the Gemara places question something else. Everybody say, I want you to appreciate the difference. So this question is that it must be that 2 by 4, the din is going to be that you can keep it because every 4 by 4 has a 2 by 4. Not because it's the same ratio. Every 4 by 4 has in it a 2 by 4. So if you tell me I can keep 4 by 4, so then it must be I keep 2 by 4. If not, then listen. Then why doesn't he just take the 2 by 4 out of the 4 by 4? Because every 4 by 4 has in it a 2 by 4. It's a different question. Some you could answer the question as: look, kav 4 by 4 is a ratio. Same ratio of half a kav 2 by 4. It's the same ratio. So therefore, you know, if you keep this one, you should be able to keep that one. If that's the question. I say no, but it's lamaisa. It's less work, less money, less work. Fine, but maybe that should change something. I can understand that. And that's not his question. His question is: if in every 4 by 4 there is a 2 by 4, so it must be that you can keep 2 by 4. Because you tell me keep 4 by 4. So then, if you can't keep 2 by 4, so then how do you keep 4 by 4? Just take the 2 by 4 out of that. What?
Different.
No, it's no, because every 4 by 4 has a 2 by 4 in it. So don't take the 4 by 4. Take the 2 by 4.
Okay.
It's impossible to have a kav in Arba Amas if it doesn't have in a chatzi kav, chatzi in the 2 amas chatzi kav. It's not possible. Any way that you try to divide it, you will always have at least. You might have more than that. You might even have more than that, but you'll have at least a chatzi kav in 2 amas. So therefore, Tosis's question is that I can prove to you the din of 2 by 4 because I know the din of 4 by 4, and every 4 by 4 has a 2 by 4. So if I can keep 4 by 4, I can for sure keep 2 by 4.
So what's the finish of the Gemara?
So what's the Gemara Shaila? Because it's Muchach Mineu Bey in 4x4. What's going to be the din of 2x4? No, under Abba, the Fizet, we understand why the Gemara is asking the Shaila of Kavayim Shmona Amos. Because we're saying it's not the same idea. No, the Shaila is, because, what?
Why don't we ask Kavayim Shmona Amos instead of
Katsi Kavayim? No. The way that they were understanding beforehand, your question is going to be shver. The way I'm understanding was saying like this: we know that when you change the sizes, you change the mentality. We understand that. So what's Tosis's problem? So we change the sizes, change his mentality, change his mindset. The mindset's more tircha, more money, more tircha. Okay, would you be willing to work for 10 hours a day if I give you? $10,000 today, would you work 15 hours a day, $10,000? Yes. Would you do that if I make you do that for a month straight? For a lifetime? Maybe it's that's too much. Again, 15 hours a day is too much work for me. Whatever it might be. So we understand that it depends on how much, that even though there's a ratio, so what's this kasha? This kasha is because, you're right, I understand that. But if you're telling me that I could keep a kav in Arba Amos, in every kav in Arba Amos is a chatzi kav and two Amos. So he obviously he can keep the chatzikav in two amas, or else in the kav in Arba Amos, let him just return the chatzikav in two amas. Let him return that. Obviously, you don't have to, because I see it in there. That's Tosis Kasha. What is Tosis Teretz? It says Tosis V'yeshleimar kivan deleka ela chatzikav yilkot. Listen to this brilliant psychological insight of Tosis. Kiven the lake alachatzikav yilkot. Kiven she'ein loy teirach ligmar. Avol kav arba amas yesh lo teirach lilkot hakol. Ve'ino malaket klal. Says Tosfos, listen. The psyche of a person is that he doesn't just look at part. People like to finish jobs. People look at the whole thing. I can't just see like the good part of this. I have to see it in its entirety. So kav and arba amas is too much work for me. So just do that part. I don't see things in parts. I see things as a whole. So therefore, I'm not willing to do it. But maybe when it's a chatzi kav, even though it's the same amount of tircha, maybe I'll be willing to do chatzi kav in shtei amas, and I would not be willing to do a kav in arba amas. Even though if I look at the kav in arba amas, I could do the same amount of work and come out with the same amount of food. Yeah, but I see things in their entirety. That's this first teretz. The second teretz is inami kav arba amas mirubayim hayu chatzi kav v'shtei amas roicha v'arba amas oirech v'hacha boy chatzi kav bebeiz amas al beiz amas. Over here the Gemara Shaila is two. Isn't chatzi kav in 2x4? It's chatzi kav in 2x2. That means that you have shrunk now the amount of area to much smaller. Is there, when a person has a kav in arba amas, is there definitely a chatzi kav in 2x2? No. So now it becomes a whole new shaila. Therefore, the Gemara can clear the shaila. Chanami, every time you have a chatzi kav in 2x4, then for sure the din is going to be you don't have to turn it, because every kav in arba amas has a chatzi kav in 2x4. But now we're clearing a chatzi kav in 2x2. There, it's not muchach that exists. That's the second difference. That's the way Tosfos knows. Now, says the Nachlas David, I want to suggest pshat in Rambam is like this. Maybe the Rambam learns like the first pshat of Tosfos. The first pshat of Tosfos is we only see things in their entirety, right? When I look over here, I'm not looking at a half of a kav. I'm looking at the entire kav. I can't just see part of the kav. But says the Nachlas David, maybe that's only when the kav is made up of only one min. Then I have to see the whole thing. But what happens if the kav is made up of some shumshamin, some remainim, and some te'enim? So then what? So then maybe I could just look at the shumshamin and say, let me just pick up the shumshamin. Because it's an entirety. It's not all of my stuff. I got a lot of stuff here, but it's an entirety. Maybe I could just pick up the remainim. Why? It's not all of my stuff, but at least to remind him, and therefore he can see a chelek because each one has its own identity. That's the Gemara Shaila.
Are they mixed together or each separate?
Ah. That's the way the Nachlas David learns. Got it?
It's not. I'm saying the tirch is in their mouth, not in the area.
It's in the both of them.
In the areas of the Tzadash,
because it got stuck up in areas. So that's beginning to what Aaron says. The Chayyur the Nachas Dov is making a Rukimta in the Rambam, which is going to have to say as follows. Where is the Shumshumin spread out? Over the course of the entire Arba Amos? And the Reminim is in the course of the entire Arba Amos? And if so, then it's a Chatzikav in... If he's just going to pick up the Shumshum, what's he picking up? Let's say we'll call it a Chatzikav in four Amos. Does that make sense? It's not for sure only in the amount. He's making less money and he's working harder. He's got to go from this side of the Arba'amis, that side of the Arba'amis. Since the side of Kav Ba'arba'amis, if less than a Kav Ba'arba'amis, for sure you don't have to is Anishalai. So the Chayra Nachas Dov doesn't make any sense. Unless Nachas Dov understands, it doesn't mean it's all like spreit azay. It's you have over here, you have your shumshim in. It's not mamish stacked. It's, you know, it's like my desk. It's that type of thing, you know. And over there you have your remainim, and over here you have your te'enim. I mean, the guy brought stuff. That's the way the Rambam learns. He brought his stuff over here. He put it down. He's a little bit sloppy. So there's some here, some there, some there. So over the course of the entire Arba Amos, there is a kav. And the shaila is, can I see that kav and limit it to that area and say I'm just going to pick up that thing? Or do I have to focus on the entire thing at once? The chor, that's what the Nachas Dov is going to learn. What?
Each min is like...
No, because the shaila is, do you don it as its own area or do you don it as the big one? So I have a kav in Arba Amos, but the kav is made up of three different parts. So do I don each part separately? That's the shaila. But the chor, the kimta is going to have that each one is... According to the Nachas Dov. Moshe Feinstein in Divrei Moshe is a different mahalach, perhaps, in what the shaila is over here. And he says the shaila has to do with similar to what Rafi was saying, that maybe it's because shumshumin are expensive and remoinim are big, and you have all different types of cheshbonos, into maybe that will alleviate some of the that'll give us more of an enthusiasm or an incentive to come back and to pick it up. But Moshe doesn't like it himself because it's mashma in the Rambam. It's all about different minim, right? It's about three different minim. Well, it's not about one's expensive, one's three minim. So why does the Rambam say kamo shumshumin remoinim and teinim? I think the pshat in the Rambam is as follows. Let's say it's apples and oranges and peaches. Then the Rambam wouldn't have a shaila. Why not?
Same thing.
It's the same thing. You put them all together, right? You don't see them as separate. You see them as they're all... Rambam has to make that there are three different things that I could see as being separate. I could each one make into his own mission. Shumshumin has nothing to do with remoinim, has nothing to do with te'enim. Te'enim are sticky, you don't put them with remoinim. Shumshumin are seeds, you don't put those with te'enim. Nothing goes together over here. These are three different things. If I could look at each one, bazunder. But if it's peaches and pears and apples and oranges, so either different minims, it's all the same thing. It's all fruits, therefore he's just going to look at it all together. According to Nachas David, that's the chur, why we're giving examples of three different types of minim. As I come to Israel, by say, Kopan, the Gemara fears ice, what's the din in these types of cases? Teiku, Gemara says, we don't know what the halach is. It's machlokas here, Rambam and Rosh, what to do in a matzav of teiku. Maybe, we'll try to discuss that a little bit more tomorrow, I'm not sure. It has to do with the sugya of Tukfa Koyin, Matzino Samiyadoi, and Matzino Samiyadoi. It's Sveikas, what's the din of a Safek? So over here is, I didn't really want to get into it, but maybe we will. But we have to deal with the Rambam, which Be'emes, the Rambam really comes in also on a base, but we already photocopied it for here, so let's do the Rambam. Shaila is as follows. This case of Machnash the Beidori. What is the status of this? So we said already, Medayikin and Rashi, Machnash the Avedari is not a regular Aveda. It's a Dabar Sheyesh by Simon. It's not a regular Aveda. It's something that he knows that is there. The Gemara Nome Beis calls it Aveda Midas, which means that he left it there on purpose. Shaila is he going to come back or is he not going to come back? And that's the more Shaila. Is it Tircha or is it too much and whatever it is? This is called an Aveda Midas. What's the din of an Aveda Midas? It's a Machlekes Rishayim. All the Achronim here bring a Machlekes Rishayim. One of them is the Maisachiyah. Maisachiyah is Reb Chaim Aaron Turchin. He was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav. He wrote a sefer called Kuntres Chanukah Megillah, which he's famous for, but he wrote another sefer on Shas, which is called the Maisachiyah. So he brings the Machlekes of here, Rambam and Tur as follows. What's the din of Aveda Midas? Now, we talk about a different case a little bit. Talk about a person takes his wallet and chucks it out the window. Why did he do that? I don't know. He's weird. I'm not sure why he's doing it, but he's doing it. Maybe it's some sort of play, some sort of show. I'm not sure. He's throwing it out the window. Maybe that is important for us to know why he's throwing it out the window, but he's throwing it out the window. What's the din under those circumstances? Says the Rosh, if you find it. Says the Tor. Apologize, thank you. Says the Tor, if you find it, you can keep it. It's yours. Person, Aveda Midas, has a din of Hefker. As I zokt, the Tor. The Rambam, on the other hand, the Rambam is brought down. Hilchos Gzeilah Va'aveda, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha, Yud Aleph. We have it in front of us. I gave it out yesterday. The Rambam says you can't keep it. What does the Rambam say? I'm Abed Memoinoi Ladas, Ein Niskakin Loi. Someone that loses that purposely is Mabed is Maman, Ein Niskakin Loi. You don't have to Niskak. Keitzad, Hiniach Paros. He left it in a barn that has no door, he didn't tie it up, and it starts walking. He threw his wallet to Rishus HaRabim and he left. He is losing his mamoin ledaitoi with his own nas. Even though it's asr for you to take it for yourself, the Rambam says that there's a kasa that says that you're not mechuyev to return it to him. It's potter min hashava in a zokik lahachzir. But can you keep it? Is it yours? The answer is, according to the Rambam, no. Aveda midas, you're allowed to take? No. Frekt alachroinim, everyone in the Welt. Our Gemara is shver on the Rambam. Why is our Gemara shver on the Rambam? Because what's the case of machnash to the beidari? It's Aveda Midas. The Gemara Amud Beis even calls it Aveda Midas. And what's the din of Machnash to the Bedari? Matzah Peres Mefuzarin Hare Elu Shela. So like the Tur, it's doch gut. Why is it good? Because the Tur says Aveda Midas is his. He can keep it. It's Hefker. But like the Rambam, L'chayra, our Mishnah is going to be Shver. What's the Pshat? Why can you keep it? Why is it Hare Elu Shela? L'chayra. So the Rambam says, so it's Aser L'Roya Litoil. So why does it say
Not that.
What?
You should pick it up. And
what do you mean, should pick it up? Why should he pick it up? Ainu Zakik Lach Zero. He doesn't have to return it. Just leave it.
All right, the Rambam over here is not talking. The case over here is not that.
It's not an identical case, but L'Chayrit has the same qualities.
He came to work, dropped it, left, and he forgot it there.
The Gemara says, Aveda Midas, he knows it's there. It's not, he didn't forget it there. He left it there. The Gemara calls it Rambam Beis Aveda Midas. L'Chayrit, the Gemara says, it's not Yishta Midas.
The Gemara learns that the Savar by Machnash to the Beidar is if he left it there or not.
The Kshayla is he leaving it there to come back for it? Because he left it there Kilo, in order to come back or not to come back.
In our case, so it's not worth it for him to come back.
You're right, but the Gemara, but they're both cases of Aveda Midas. It appears that they're both cases. It seems that even according to the Rambam, he knows that it's there and he left it there. So therefore, it's an Aveda Midas. That's what it seems like. Did he leave it there because he had placed it there with the intention to leave it there, or he left it there because he forsake it there? Either one, the pshat is l'chayra, that he left it there. That's l'chayra, what's happening in the Rambam. Kipshuta, that's what's happening. So let's start like this, Rabbi. So we're not going to get to finish now, not, but I'm going to start the following thing. Why is Aveda Midas Patra and Hashava? What's the reason? According to the Rambam?
If
worked on a Shabbos, he knows it's there.
What is it? Xeris HaKosev. What's the Xeris HaKosev? Asher Toivad. Asher Toivad. Prat Lema Abid Medaito. Now, the same Pasuk, Asher Toivad, is the Pasuk that we learn that if a chefetz is avuda mimenu umikol adam, the din is that you're not chayv to return it. Let's say something gets caught up in a tsunami, or in a hurricane, or in a superstorm.
Mine's math.
What?
Mine's math.
What?
Whatever.
Lion's mouth, you find in a lion's mouth, whatever.
Matzil from whatever these things. We're talking about these in the meantime. Good. So what's the din? In those cases, you don't have to return it. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Asher toivad mimenu umatzasa, ma'asher avudim mimenu mitzuyetzel kaladam, yatzazuz shavudim mimenu umikaladam." What's the din if a person finds something that was washed away in a tsunami? Can he keep it? Yes. Why can he keep it? Because there's a kasev, asher toivad. So, why one pasuk tells us there's no chiv ashava, and the Rambam agrees you can keep. And the other pasuk says there's no chiv ashava, and the Rambam says you can't keep.
How can you make a
what, why do you, why do you, why are we differentiating between the two of them? According to the who was it? The tour. It's very good. Anytime the pasuk says you're not chayv to return it, what's the din? You keep it. But according to the Rambam, what? So we'll have to see exactly what how the drush is over there. Well, maybe it's the same drush.
Which Gemara makes the drush of Asher Tov Menu Pala Ma'abed Menu?
Chav Dalet on the base. No. Chav Beis on the base. Chav Beis on the base. So I'd like to suggest the following thing, Rabbi Yitzchak. Perhaps the following thing. A chayfetz that's avudim enim kol adam, why don't you have to return it to him? What's the pshat in this gzeris hakosef? Because it's so lost from him that it's like he has no chance of even, it's like totally gone from him. It's too avid for you to be able to have to return it to him. Why aveda midas do you not have to return it to him? Because if he's the one that caused it to be lost, it's not lost enough for you to have to return it. Both of them, we're saying it has to be a regular aveda. What's not a regular aveda? If I'm causing the chavis to be lost, then I didn't really lose it. I caused it there. Therefore, I'm not chayv and hashava. But it's not so avud. When the case of the zuta shel nar, the
what was the lashon gemara?
Zuta Shalyam. So over there, the pshat is the chavetz is so lost that it's not even considered aveda. It's out of the. It's avuda mimenu umi kol adam. It's totally gone. Chavetz is gone. Therefore, it's not an aveda anymore. So you could keep it. Over here, the pshat is it never became enough aveda. If it's not enough aveda, so then it's still his. You don't have to return it to him because it's not enough aveda to return it to him. This kind of nechiluk. We'll have to see. We're going to get to more of the Rambam aveda midas. Perhaps I'll let you know tonight. We're going to do more aveda midas tonight, or we're going to start with Yishalom midas. We'll continue.